What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox. I am joined, as always, by Dan Register.
A place where your terrible team is talked about.
Yes.
Not my school.
No, you're ranked, baby.
For the second straight week.
Dude, who saw that coming?
Look at us.
Look at you now.
Paul Rudd.
Me,
Hot
whatever.
Ones, GIF.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
GIF. But, man, what a fucking... I'm pissed off that you're ranked.
We're not talking about your school either.
Well, because they're playing.
Because they're playing a ranked team. Yeah.
I hope they pull off that upset. Like normally, like when we were playing Georgia and that was a close game. Missouri, I was like I really wanted us to win because that's like a big win and everything. But like when we lost, I didn't really care that much because it's Georgia.
Wasn't expected.
Yeah, but like, and I would have been excited if we beat Georgia, but like, it's I was good either way, but. And I'm not going to be mad if we lose to Tennessee because they're favored by a lot and all this stuff. But man, I will be like ecstatic if we beat Tennessee.
Why do you hate me?
Why do I hate you?
Yeah.
Hooker could put up the points still.
If they lose, he's not winning the Heisman.
That's true. But fucking I hate.
I also just took a live future bet on Tennessee at 18-1 to win the Natty.
Not bad.
And Oregon at 27-1.
Even better.
Oregon's got a bit of a tough road.
They do, but if they win out, I kind of like they're. I know they got shit pumped by Georgia, but
they got ranked Washington. Or is Washington still ranked? Either way, Washington has been ranked. Then they have Utah at home.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War at Oregon State. That's gonna be tough.
That is a trap.
And then Pac-12 championship against either USC, UCLA. It's not divisions anymore.
They're the top two best. Yeah. It's like the Big 12 does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's tough for them.
So but if they do win out, though, they deserve to be in the playoffs.
100%. But I just hate Tennessee fans, and I want to see them pain. Let me give you a reminder, if there's any Tennessee fans listening real quick.
Why would they?
I'm going to toot Missouri's horn.
Why are they listening to this show?
Here for a second. Well, maybe they just like college football. Tennessee is having their best season in two decades.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. By far. And they will not be going to Atlanta.
Yeah, but they could still win the Natty.
Here's the thing, though.
It was beneficial that they lost.
It's not.
Georgia.
It's never beneficial to lose a game.
I know they don't control their own destiny, but they're getting in. The committee pretty much said it when they put them at five.
Here's the thing, though, is that Missouri always gets shit talked for like winning two like lame SEC East titles. Like, oh, who cares? Whatever. It's not fucking easy to go to Atlanta, right, Tennessee fans? Because you're not fucking going. So suck my dick. Anyway. That's all I got to say about Tennessee fans. Because they're the main ones who are like, oh, it doesn't count.
They were very nice to me in Knoxville.
Fuck that.
I had a great time. I bet on Florida, but I still had a good time.
Did you tell them that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, that's all I got to say about that. Let's get into our record last week.
Mm-hmm.
You had a brilliant week last week.
11-5.
11-5. Look at you.
Started out, I think, like 7-0.
Really?
Yeah. Got hot early.
There you go.
Faded late.
Got to do it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you want to be. Although it's kind of dangerous when you get up that big early because then you just start betting wild and that's how the book gets their money back.
Yeah, but it's better than chasing.
It is better than chasing. Well, yes, but
when you're on like
sometimes,
full tilt.
Sometimes when you've got to just stay, you know what I mean? When you have to stay and just ride out your picks,
mm-hmm.
you might end up winning more money because... you can't afford to start getting weird.
Yeah, but you can get down early and go full tilt and then just make
some
terrible bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chasing it back. That is true. But 11-5, I went 9-8, above 500. I'll take it. No one won their money line dogs last week.
No, I went 0-1. You went 0-2 because you keep taking more than one. It's been working out for you till last week.
Yeah. I mean, we should have won that Kentucky game. But
so on the season, I'm 89, 81, and 2. We're trying to get to 55%. I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
I don't know what 81 or 89, 81, and 2 is, but...
over 50, obviously.
Around there.
52, 53.
We're coming for it.
You're getting there. 74, 90. I can smell 500.
Last few weeks.
Yeah.
It's week 11. You got two more weeks, really.
And bowl season.
Bowl season. Bowl season's where you... you just got to go off.
Yeah.
Bowl season makes no sense.
Yeah. Bowl season. And we have a lot of games to pick in bowl season, right?
Yeah.
A ton.
Bowl season—it's impossible though, because you have no idea who's playing.
Don't care.
Honestly, bowl season should just take dogs.
All dogs.
Just take all dogs.
Yeah, 100%. Why not? Especially if it's a like a 2 to 5 point dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why not? So money line dogs for the season. You're 2-10. I'm 6-10.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I'm still above water on that. I think if you go under, if you go under batting 500 in money line dogs, you're basically underwater. Right. Let's say the average is a 2-1 odd.
It's not, but at least the money line dogs we've been taking.
Yeah.
I mean, they're roughly like anywhere from like plus 105 to, I'd say, plus 135.
Two. Yeah.
From ones you take. Like, you're not taking 7 or 14 point dogs.
I don't want to hear this shit.
You play safe.
Ain't nothing safe taking a money line dog.
Actually, you know what? Week 11, first game of the night, tonight, Friday.
Ooh. It's a fun Friday night matchup.
I'm ready to take my money line dog.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
East Carolina. Plus 4.5. Going to take that. Plus the money line against Cincinnati. They beat the Bearcats on the field.
Okay. This line actually opened at 5.5, and now it's down to 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Cincy here easy.
I love that even more, that you like Cincy.
Fuck East Carolina.
East Carolina beat our ass.
Yeah, well, you're not that good, I guess.
We're not. But the Pirates aren't good. They're not, you know.
They're not bad, but Cincinnati's much better.
No. Dude, they went to BYU and beat the Mormons.
I don't care.
East Carolina's getting disrespected. They're going to beat Cincinnati this week. Then they're going to be ranked next week.
Okay. Can they make the conference championship?
I think so.
ECU? Are they in the running for it? Let's see what the standings
are. I believe
so.
It's kind of a hodgepodge right now.
Yeah.
I think we're still... We got to beat Tulane, which I don't think we're going to do.
So right now... Oh, and you guys do it the same as the Big 12 and the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
Just the top two. So right now, you're in second. East Carolina's got two conference losses. It's Cincy, UCF, tied for second, and then Tulane is 5-0 in conference and first.
What's East Carolina? They lost to Navy. I know that.
They're
3-2. Loss.
East Carolina's 3-2. Yeah. Cincy and UCF 4-1, and Tulane 5-0. And honestly, Houston, SMU also 3-2. Like, East Carolina could finish literally in the middle of the conference.
It's a tough team, though. Tough conference. Don't sleep in the American.
It's kind of deep. I mean,
the depth is good. Yeah.
Hold on. Like, 1, 2.
You can make
three,
an argument
four,
it has better
five,
depth
six,
than
seven.
The ACC.
And probably the Big Ten too. To be honest, if Memphis is the seventh place team. That's not bad.
That's not terrible. Enough.
Yeah. Like Navy, Temple, Tulsa, South Florida, trash. But
watch Navy beat Notre Dame this week, too.
That'd be hilarious.
They'll sneak up on you.
They will. And it's a rivalry game and all that fun shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think East Carolina is going to make an appearance in wherever the fuck you guys play your championship. Wait, don't you have... Isn't it a home game?
It's usually a home game. I don't know if that's changed, but...
Yeah.
I haven't really kept up to date.
Not a lot of traveling for the AAC.
But every time we hosted with under like Frost and Heupel, it was at the bounce house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because wasn't it at Memphis one year with UCF as well?
No, they came down to the bounce house.
Okay. But did you play them at Memphis?
We played
the
Memphis
next week?
Twice and we came back twice.
That's funny.
Like they got up on us pretty big at Memphis and then they got up pretty big in the conference championship when we came back both times and beat him.
All right. Well, I like Cincy here.
And then they broke the news. Remember when Scott Frost mid conference championship, the news came out that he was going to Nebraska?
Yeah.
That was kind of shitty.
Well, whatever. Good riddance, right? Should have kept Heupel.
No. No. I think it was actually a good split for both of us.
Clearly.
It worked out for both of us.
Yeah. I like Gus there.
Gus has
like
good Orlando vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He seems like a kind of guy that would retire in Orlando.
It is funny to me that UCF, there's a couple of AAC schools that have become like semi-retirement spots for the coaches. We've talked about, obviously, Dana and Houston.
Well, now Big 12 schools, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So that kind of ruins their plans, though.
Do you think Houston's kind of getting tired of Dana?
Yeah. My stepfather-in-law played football for the University of Houston. And he is not a huge fan of Dana Holgorsen anymore. He loved the hire.
Yeah.
We all love the hire.
Right.
But he's kind of like...
I like Dana as a person.
Yeah,
I don't know if I
but
like
he's
him
like,
as a coach.
Dana don't give a shit. He's a real Texas guy. He's like, Dane don't give a shit. And I was like, yeah, he went there to retire.
Right.
Like, you were his retirement plan. He wanted to
and
go down
11
there.
Red Bulls a day.
Yeah. And just, like, you know, play, be a mid-major fucking coach. That's all he wanted.
Right, because he punted on being a Big 12 team.
He literally. Yeah. He left.
He left West
Virginia.
And now
he's back. And he's pissed. I guarantee he's pissed. Honestly, watch him go coach, like, maybe after the Tulane guy gets hired away, he just moves over to Tulane.
You think Willie Fritz is going?
Someone's going to hire Fritz. Fritz was
he was a hot name like a couple years ago.
He was on the shortlist.
He just didn't leave.
He was on the shortlist for Missouri.
They won two games last year.
I know.
People forget that.
People forget. People do forget.
He just had, what was that? It was just like a major down year for Tulane? Because they were winning like 7-8 games a year before that.
Yeah, he was making bowls with them routinely. Mm-hmm. And then I think, yeah, just a down year. Bad luck.
I guess maybe Pratt was injured last year. Kind of. Their quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, you know, they should be undefeated right now. He got hurt during the Southern Miss game.
Yeah. Man, that's a bummer for them. They could be making a Miami type of case. Or right. Cincinnati type of case.
You mean UCF case?
Or that.
Or a Boise case.
Or that. But yeah, I like Cincy here. Next up, I just love seeing these guys here every week. Oklahoma, -8 at West Virginia. Over under is 68.
Mm-hmm. That might be too high, but I'm not going to touch the over-under. I'm going to go with West Virginia here at home.
Okay.
8 points is too much. I think Oklahoma wins by a touchdown.
So this line opened at 7.5 and has since moved up. What's West Virginia been doing lately? Because they have been whelming.
They have not been good.
Yeah, like this program is not in a great spot. I don't watch them closely enough to know, like, when people are like, dude, Missouri seems like they're shitty. I'm like, no, they're growing in the right places.
I mean, they got rolled
whatever.
In
like,
Ames last week.
What?
They got rolled in Ames last week.
Oh, man. TCU only beat them by 10 at home. West Virginia, like we say, is kind of a tough place to play.
Yeah, they beat Baylor at home. Probably Sharpen went down mid-game.
Yeah. I assume your boy is starting for Oklahoma.
Dylan Gabriel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have another quarterback.
Right.
That's the reason Oklahoma lost like 2 or 3 games this year is because they didn't have an actual backup quarterback.
Yeah. They only have one person. I like Oklahoma here. I think West Virginia is just like a sloppy mess. And if Dylan Gabriel's in, they'll be good enough and have enough talent. Because West Virginia right now doesn't even... It's not even like a talented team, right? Like they got JT Daniels, I get. But like, I mean, like... It's not... They haven't been recruiting that well. I don't know how they've done in JUCO transfers, but like...
They're not a great defensive team, even though Neil Brown is like... That's where he cuts his teeth.
Yeah. I don't know how they do in the transfer portal. Or
offense hasn't been terrible. They got a bunch of like tall-ass receivers, though. Like, every one of their receivers is a giant.
Yeah. I love that. I love with if you're going to recruit receivers and you're not going to get the 5 stars, literally just go for speed or size.
Gabriel had 3 interceptions last week against Baylor.
Baylor's much better than West Virginia, even though they beat them. Yeah, I like Oklahoma here. Why not?
Okay. Next up, Rutgers catching 9.5 for some reason at Michigan State. Over-under is 41. I think this is a bit of an overreaction from Michigan State beating Illinois last week.
Yeah, definitely. That is just too big.
It is. Shiano men all the way. Like, they're going to play tough.
Yeah.
They're going to play to the final whistle.
Did Michigan State even beat Illinois by 9.5?
Are you saying Illinois and Rutgers are on the same?
I don't know. Illinois is not that good. But, like, they're doing fine. But, yeah, they beat Illinois by 8. My point being, does Michigan State ever beat anyone by 10?
No, they stink this year.
Yeah. Like, they beat Akron and Western Michigan by more than 10. And then after that, it's either losses or close wins. Yeah, give me Rutgers here as well. 2 scores. That's ridiculous.
Michigan State might win, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to be kneeling the ball at the end of the game. Shiano's going to tell his players to go at the guy's knees.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good hard.
Was Shiano part of some sort of like bounty gate or something?
Not the bounty gate, but like he did that thing where I think when he was coaching the Bucks, end of the game, he told all of his defensive linemen to just jump at the center's knees.
Yeah, 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 yeah. God damn.
Force a fumble.
Yeah.
Make something happen.
Jesus Christ. Ruin this man's life.
Well, to be fair, Shiano had his life ruined when he was trying to get... I mean, they're going to hire him at Tennessee.
I know.
In Knoxville.
I know.
And then Clay Travis led this whole brigade that said...
He was pro-child molester.
Yeah, because of the, he was like an assistant for Penn State.
Clay Travis is a piece of shit.
He's not great.
He is the worst fucking...
I think he owns our old company.
He does. His company now owns Total Frat Move.
Sick.
It's so fucking funny. Clay Travis just cracks me up, though, because he'll talk about, like, man stuff. You know, like, boobs and
he's
like,
so soft.
And blowjobs and stuff. Yeah. And, like, every time I hear him talk about sex in particular, I'm like, I don't believe you've had sex with more than two women.
Also, wasn't there something with, like, his wife cheating on him?
Oh, that'd be awesome, but I don't know.
Allegedly, I don't know.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's soft. He is like, yeah. Anyway, and I don't believe, he doesn't fuck. So it drives me crazy when he talks about sex. Because I'm like, you talk about this like someone who has never fucked. Or like you started having sex regularly when you got married.
Right. Steve Carell from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Basically,
it's like a bag of sand.
I love boobs. Boobs, man. Yeah. We got next, Vatek at Duke.
Vatek's catching 9.5. Duke's kind of been a little bit of a surprise this year. It's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. Not bad. Not quite Kansas level, but...
But, like, I did not expect this kind of offensive output. Like, if you were going to rank all the teams in the ACC for their offense this year,
yeah,
Duke would not be as high as I thought they would. Like, or they... I would not think they're as high as they are now.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Because the ACC, low-key, their offenses kind of stink, other than, like, North Carolina, Wake Forest. And Wake's had a... bad couple weeks.
Yeah. I guess Clemson's was supposed to be good.
Their offense isn't good.
Yeah.
Pitt stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, it is not a good...
Virginia's
man.
Offense is terrible. And
that's the thing, too. Like, if you're going to be a bad conference...
Be fun.
You can't be a bad offensive conference.
No.
Because that will mask a lot, right? Like, those big scores, that will mask a lot of your shittiness. And that's one thing the Pac-12 and Big 12 always get right, and that the Big 10 usually gets wrong. Very wrong.
Very wrong. I mean, Florida State's a little bit better on offense this year. Louisville's okay. Cunningham's,
they've put up points.
Yeah. But their defense has been actually it's holding that team together. Boston College's offense is abysmal.
As bad as it gets.
Like, Virginia Tech's offense is terrible.
Yeah.
Miami's been bad.
I don't ever expect offense out of Miami, especially with Cristobal there. No.
I did. With Van Dyke.
I guess.
Like, he was hyped up to be like the best quarterback in the conference.
I just don't care about Miami. I'm done like with Miami. All these fucking people acting like Miami's not a blue blood, and they're not even good anymore. So I don't know what people want out of them.
I want the U back.
I don't care. They don't have fans.
They do when they're good.
Right.
Which is fine.
That's fine. And that's, yeah, but
that's
like,
very
it's not,
Florida.
Let's not treat them like they're, you know, Michigan, Alabama, Ohio State. They're really more akin to like USC.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Florida, but, California, one in the same.
Pretty much. Yeah. Private school in a major city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I count UF, the Gators, more as like a Georgia type because they're Northern Florida.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
I mean,
because even when the Gators suck, their fans show up.
Aside from the palm trees, it didn't really feel like I was in Florida when I went to Gainesville. It just felt like I was in the South.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
different vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a beachy vibe.
No.
At all.
It's a fun town.
Yeah, I had a good
fun
time.
Fun time. I've always had a good time in Gainesville.
I had a good time. It wasn't, I will say, anywhere near as good as Athens. Athens is the best college town in the country.
I don't even hate Florida, really.
I like UF.
Yeah. Like, we're supposed to have some type of rivalry.
Yeah.
I don't see it that
way. Even if I didn't know Jake and Joe, I wasn't, you know, great friends with them and stuff like that. Like, I've never hated, I've always liked Florida.
Yeah.
Like, always. I've never had a problem with Florida.
Plus, we beat them last time we played them.
Boom. Kings of Florida right there. King of the state.
Well, we were the only ranked team in Florida, so FSU actually got ranked this week.
Boo. I don't really know what to do with this pick, though. Duke, Virginia Tech.
Over-under's 49.5.
That dropped.
What's it at now?
No, it was opened at 50.5.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it.
No, yeah.
Live. I know Duke's probably going to put up points here. I'm trying to see what that defense is like. 45-21 against Miami. 38-35 against UNC, but like that's expected. UNC has no defense.
I believe UNC let up a game's worth of points in one quarter against App State, like literally like 45 mm-hmm. points. That was one of the wildest things I've ever watched in my life.
Virginia Tech, yeah, they can't really score though.
God, this is such a big number. It dropped, by the way. It opened at 10 and it's at 9.5 now.
The most amount of points Virginia Tech has scored all year is 29. And again, that was against Pittsburgh in a double digit loss.
I'll just take Duke. This is tough. Because, whereas Michigan, because Duke can score enough that 10 points is by no means out of the question.
Right. I'm going to take the over and hold my nose.
Okay.
And hope Duke can score the 49.5 by themselves.
Fair enough. Next up, we got Pitt. -5.5 at Virginia. This is two teams that's just like, this is a real outside the top 25 game.
Who wants to win?
Right.
Neither of these teams really. Pitt just came off a big win against Syracuse, but Syracuse is on the down. They're tumbling.
Let's be honest. Syracuse was never real.
No.
They just, played a nice little schedule there and they won. The credit to that, it's not easy to win 6-7 games in a row, no matter who you're playing.
To be fair, they also lost their quarterback.
Yeah, true. But
Schrader hasn't played in a few weeks.
This line has moved 1.5 towards Pitt. It opened at -4.
Yeah, Virginia stinks.
Virginia's so bad.
I think Pitt rolls, actually. I think they kind of hit their midseason lulls, but they're starting to get it back together.
You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to take the over. It's low. It's 41.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the over here.
Okay. Just 40.
I mean, Pitt could put up 35 on their own.
Yeah, but they're supposedly their bread and butter is defense under Narduzzi.
I don't care. That's low.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if their bread and butter is defense, and Virginia is god awful, they might be getting a lot of turnovers,
some defensive scores,
easy points. I'll take it.
All right, you want a real outside the top 25 game?
Yeah,
James Madison -7.5 at Old Dominion.
These are G5 powerhouses, weren't they both very recently D2?
Yes, Old Dominion started out strong. They're now 3-6, I believe.
Awk.
At one time, they beat Virginia Tech this year.
God damn. What do you even do with that? This is a tight game, though. James Madison, is the line still 7.5?
7.5.
Yeah, it opened at 7.5. That line hasn't moved. S&P Plus has James Madison projected to win by 7.8. This line is right there. At ODU, though. And this is also a bit of a rivalry game.
I guess. Same state.
Same state, kind of same, old-timey situation, right? James Madison, Old Dominion, kind of a historic private school rivalry. Is ODU private?
Maybe.
Because Old Dominion is a nickname for Virginia.
Right.
So that could mean it's a public school. It's ODU's public, but regardless, it's a rivalry game. So you know what? I will take Old Dominion to cover.
I wonder if is Todd Centillo is he playing?
Check that out.
It's kind of been off and on. They're really good usually with him. Not Louisville. I think he was 4-15, but
I can't see anything.
Not seeing any injury updates, so
no.
You're on Old Dominion.
Yeah, I like the rival. I like the rivalry game to be within a score.
Home dog.
Yeah.
What's Old Dominion's offense been looking like recently?
Old Dominion football. Let's check those scores out. I don't know, man.
49-21
against Coastal.
They beat Coastal. Their Coastal's only loss this year.
Shit,
which is crazy.
They then got shut out by Marshall.
12-0. Coming off.
And Georgia State held them to 17-23 against Georgia Southern. So they just went fucking bananas on Coastal. They must have just seen something in their defense and gone nuts.
That's tough.
Yeah. It looks like ODU is middling offense, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go... This conference, the Sun Belt, makes no sense. Ever.
Ever.
Let's go with the over.
Okay. It's a low over.
Yeah, 46.5.
Okay.
We can do that. Arizona State catching 8 at Washington State. Over-under is 59.5. I actually love this game.
Why? Explain. This is your fucking wheelhouse.
Pac-12?
Yeah.
This is it. I like ASU's offense.
Okay.
Especially when, you know, it's not Emory Jones.
God damn,
when
dude.
It's Trenton Burgo, I think they're a better offense. I don't know who is starting this game, though. Hopefully it's Burgo.
Yeah.
But...
That's a lot of points for Wazoo.
It is at Wazoo, though.
Yeah, but that's a lot of points for Wazoo. Mm-hmm. Like, what, 9.5?
8. And just 8.
Oh, I think it opened...
At 9.5.
At... Maybe it was just 9. It opened at 9.
I'm going ASU.
Okay. Let me just look at some recent Wazoo games here. They fucked up Stanford. Played Utah tight. Lost by 2 scores to Oregon State. Lost by 2 scores to USC. Fucked up Cal.
Put up 36 against UCLA.
Played Oregon really tight at home. But like, Arizona State... I don't know. They're 3-6, but it's, I guess, a slightly misleading 3-6. They lost to Stanford. They beat Washington. They're feisty, I guess, like mm-hmm. what we like to say. God, that's just a lot. How many times has Washington won by more than 9 this year? Stanford, Cal.
Common opponent.
Colorado State, but who cares?
Yeah, they have not scored a whole lot except against Stanford.
Yeah, I like Arizona State to cover this.
It was a blip.
Yeah, I like Arizona State to cover.
Next up, Iowa State catching or -1.5 at Oklahoma State. Over-under is 48.5.
Total overreaction. Give me this, my money line dog, Oklahoma State. And I'll pick another one because that is close. But Oklahoma State wins this game outright.
Right. Is Sanders playing?
I don't give a fuck. This is a juicy, juicy line. Oklahoma State has some weird kryptonite called the state of Kansas. Those are their two losses, right?
Oklahoma State, Kansas State, back to back.
Yeah. Other than that, they've been fine. They're not going to lose at home to fucking Iowa State.
But they're both kind of just chock full of injuries right now.
I don't care. They're not losing at home to Iowa State. They're just not.
Just not. I agree with that. They're not. I'll take the 1.5, but you're taking money line?
Yeah, money line dog.
Do you want the points too?
Yeah, I want them all. I want it all.
Okay.
In the words of Ashley Tisdale in High School Musical 2, I want it all. Want it.
Wisconsin, pick 'em at Iowa. Over-under is 35.5.
This is, if you like Big Ten football.
This is it. This is what we got.
Fucking game. Oh my.
I hope this game ends 9-6.
It will. It will end 9-6.
So I'm taking the under. Just to cheer for.
Man, the under's 36.
Peak football.
Yeah. The under is 36. It's a pick 'em. It opened at Iowa minus.
It's 35.5 now.
It's 35.5 now? Mm-hmm. So it opened at 36. It also opened at Iowa -1. So people put money on Wisconsin. All things being equal, and these teams seem equal in many ways, I will take the home team.
Starting to hit their offensive stride.
Their defense is there's only one unit in this entire game that's
elite.
Yeah.
And it's Iowa's defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So give me that. At home, give me that.
South Carolina catching 8 at Florida, over-under 59.
Okay. I've watched several Florida games very closely this year, mm-hmm. and I watched Missouri play South Carolina. I have maybe never... South Carolina's offense is terrible.
Yep, Florida.
Florida, easy. Florida wins by two touchdowns.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
South Carolina sucks.
Richardson's starting to, like, find his groove, too.
Yeah.
And he knows he's you know, Florida has nothing to really gain this season except Richardson's draft value.
Yeah. Well, and just, you know, getting guys play, getting Napier, getting his feet wet, getting a solid footing, whatever the fuck you want to say. Yeah.
Kansas catching 3.5 at Tech. I love Tech here. In Lubbock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so Tech needs 2 more wins for a bowl eligibility. Love Kansas that. Already got their bowl last week.
Yep.
Kansas is going to kind of coast the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I think Tech wins big.
I like Tech here, too. What do you think about the over-under at 64? That feels like bait.
A little bit. Like, you're going to be at around 62 with 7 minutes left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, we need a field goal. Yeah. And we're good. And it just never hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels... It's a trap! Like, it's
right.
not...
Right.
Stay away from that. I just... Yeah.
Speaking of traps, this next game... Jesus Christ, this game is awful.
Oh, fuck.
A&M at Auburn. Over-under is 48.5.
These are the types of games the SEC wants to hide from you.
SEC.
Yeah.
SEC.
This is... Okay, I will say this, though, by the way. This is fucking annoying. Missouri has been playing... And look, Missouri's not good this year. They're interesting. They're
better
not
than both these teams.
They're not. Yeah, they are. Even though they lost to Auburn, they are. They should.
It happens. You know,
they should have beaten Auburn like 3 different times in the game. But like, we've been getting 11 a.m. games all fucking year. Just give me a goddamn night game to watch. Even this Tennessee game is a fucking 11 a.m. game. The only night game we've had is Georgia. How the fuck is A&M and Auburn a night game? That's so annoying. Throw them at 11. Christ.
This should be like a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired Thursday, of drinking Friday. Coffee with my fucking football games.
Probably on Wednesday, actually. This game sucks.
It's stupid. I like A&M, though.
Hmm.
I think they're more competent.
I'm on Auburn. Give me the home team. They both suck.
They do. Auburn really sucks. A&M, you never know when they are going to jump up and be competent for some reason.
They have so many dudes like with the flu or hurt.
Yeah,
or,
I know.
Yeah. Southern Miss catching 5 at Coastal, over-under is 48. I love Southern Miss here. Coastal's a bit of a paper tiger.
They definitely are. Who'd we just say they got blown out by?
Old Dominion.
Yeah. And Southern Miss beat Tulane. A little sneaky.
You on Southern Miss?
Hold on a second.
Hmm.
This line is what?
5.
What?
Southern Miss is getting 5.
Maybe S&P Plus is written wrong, because I like to look at what the line opened at, mm-hmm. and they have that on the S&P Plus chart, and it says Coastal minus 11.5.
That can't be right.
What?
That's not right. My bookie has it at plus 5.
Yeah. Okay, it's just wrong on this chart then. On this I have Coastal at minus 4.5. Either way... yeah, Southern Miss is fine. Okay. I think Coastal is a paper tiger for sure. Although, hold on, Let me look at what Southern Miss has done the last couple of games. Because an upset does not make a team, you know, amazing.
No, I know.
Beat the shit out of Louisiana.
They're pretty strong this year.
Kind of close game against Texas State. Close game against Arkansas State.
Georgia State wrecked them.
Troy beat them pretty decent.
Georgia State was last week. Rolled them.
Actually, give me the Chanticleers. They just beat App State. Yeah, I'm taking Coastal.
Okay.
They win by a touchdown.
Cal Berkeley catching 13.5 at Oregon State. Over-under is 49.
This is your team.
My beefs.
Yeah. What? I didn't realize they weren't ranked anymore. Because they were, weren't they?
They lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, this is a toughie for me. I don't know. That's just a lot of points. And Oregon State, they win at home, but it's never like they're like dominant at home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're just like tough. Obviously, they beat the shit out of Colorado, but that doesn't really count. Lost to Oregon.
It's a weird over-under.
They beat Wazoo by 14. At home.
I'm going to go under here.
Okay.
Cal can't score. decent defense.
I will just take Oregon State to cover then. Two touchdowns. Fuck it. Cal is bad.
Mm-hmm. And then final game on the dock, San Jose State minus 2.5 at San Diego State. Over-under is 40.5.
Fuck San Diego State. They've just been a fucking mess this year. They were supposed to be kind of good.
You don't believe in Brady Hoke?
No. Has anyone ever anymore in the last fucking 10 years? Nah. Yeah, give me San Jose State. San Diego State just pissed me off all year.
I'm going to go with the Aztecs.
What's San Jose State's mascot again? It's something like vaguely native.
San Jose State, it's the Trojans, right?
Is it? Is it Greek?
It might be. Mascot.
Oh, it is, yeah.
A Spartan. Sammy the Spartan.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know why anyone would want to be the Trojans as a mascot. That doesn't make sense to me for USC. Because they lost. They're only famous for one war and they lost it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a weird mascot.
Spartans were kind of dicks, too. They kind of were asking for it.
Yeah, but they won plenty of wars. They're overrated as shit, but they won plenty of wars. The Trojans, the only even remotely interesting thing you could say about the Trojans to make them your mascot is that Rome wanted to make themselves seem more like legit and ancient and appealing to the Greeks, or like, because they culturally appropriated all of Greece's shit.
Right.
And so they like made up a myth that Romulus and Remus were actually like their mom fled from Troy or something like that. So really they were Trojan. So they're right. Like also Greek. Blah, blah,
San
blah.
Jose State, yeah, Spartans.
Yes.
Just rolls off the tongue better, I guess.
It does. Yeah, whatever. San Jose State. I'll take it.
All right. I'm going to go San Diego State. What's your wild card game this week?
My random game. Let's see what we got here. Ooh, a little rivalry game. Florida Atlantic at Florida International. Look at that.
FIU's kind of outkicked their coverage this year. I thought they were going to be the worst team in the country.
That goes to what? Hawaii? Colorado?
Colorado's real bad.
Yeah.
But they beat Cal.
Ooh. Miami's not ranked, right?
No.
Cool.
Well, Miami was on the dock, wasn't it?
Miami, Florida?
Yeah.
No?
It was.
No?
Miami, we picked Miami already.
Where?
Go up the dock.
I'm not seeing that anywhere.
Oh, did we not pick Miami? We just talked about Miami.
Yeah, we didn't pick it. I'm like, I'm not fucking crazy here.
You're right.
Georgia Tech is a 1.5 favorite at home against Miami. I'm smashing Miami all day.
Miami what? Minus or plus?
Yeah, that's my other money line dog. Miami, and I'll take the points too. Miami plus 1.5 at Georgia Tech. Fucking, actually, let me see what the, if that's actually the opening line. Let me see what's at right now. Yeah, they're still plus 1.5. Fuck that.
I'm going to take Fresno minus 9.5 at UNLV.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm not logged into my bookie right now, so I will...
Let me check.
After the show, I will check it.
Fresno, there's still 9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. As always, we're making our picks at mybookie.com. Go to mybookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS. You get your first deposit doubled up to $1,000. So you put $1,000 in, they'll give you an extra $1,000. Put $20 in, they'll give you an extra $20. Whatever you want to do. And then you can make your picks. Sounds cool.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's free money. Free play, baby. But that is all we have for this week. I'm sorry your team sucks.
Later.